The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province.
Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Troy Parrott scores on his Champions League debut for Real Betis. Manchester City and Aston Villa won away from home in their opening games. And we look ahead to tonight's fixtures with Arsenal and Liverpool in action and why there'll be some Irish interest in Paris. But first, Troy Parrott scored the winner once again. The Ireland international was on target for Real Betis in their 3-2 win away to Lille in the Champions League. The 24-year-old made his debut in Europe's top-tier competition last night and it followed his winning goal at home to Real Madrid last Friday in La Liga. And an off-the-ball breakfast, fellow Sheriff Street man Keith Tracy joined Enda Call and David Wilson and said Parrott could soar to even greater heights.
Can Parrott be like the same? Could he be the Ireland captain? Could he be the man to lead this Irish team for, let's say, the next 10 years?
Possibly. I'm never a huge, you know, I don't like centre forwards being captains just because I prefer the centre half who's looking at the game and they're a little bit more defensively minded and they look at the whole shape. I think if you're a centre forward, you're more bothered about scoring goals and thinking, I hope he nicks this ball so we can get in behind. So about being a captain, it's more, yeah, he could very well possibly be a captain because some captains lead by what they do on the pitch, not necessarily vocally, just, you know, what they do when they have the ball. But I think that the best thing, like, nobody feared coming to the Aviva. Nobody was bothered about playing the Republic of Ireland because we were half a possession-based team that couldn't keep the ball. We weren't exactly attritional. We weren't physical. Now, every team that comes to players are, we're going away. Troy Parrott's name will be brought up in the opposition dressing room. You need to look after him. He's very sharp. If he gets a chance, he will score. So I think it's brilliant that defensively, we all know we can be strong. Up the top end of the park, we have a worldwide superstar now that every other team will be afraid of. We just need a midfielder.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, and it's also on YouTube. Elsewhere in the Champions League last night, Manchester City's Erling Haaland scored both goals as City started their campaign with a 2-0 win away to Portuguese champions Porto. Haaland is now level with Sergio Aguero on 36 goals in the competition for City. The Norwegian also has 59 goals from 59 games in the competition. Maresca praised him and the squad for the win.
I think the performance was a complete performance on the ball and off the ball for the 95 minutes. Even first half, I think we create enough chances to win the game. The keeper was very good. And then second half, we just tried to continue in the same way. Overall, I think we deserve to win the game.
Porto boss Francesco Farioli admitted Haaland was unstoppable.
A monster about Haaland, what to say. He's one of the best strikers in the world, maybe the best. A player that, if you see outside of the box, of course, is a constant threat. But after when he enters into the box, it looks like he goes in another dimension.
Aston Villa got their European journey off to a winning start as well. Last season's Europa League winners won 3-2 away to Club Brugge. John McGinn, Emi Buendia and Nicholas Jackson scored the goals. Real Madrid beat Inter 2-1 at the Bernabeu, where Kylian Mbappe and Fede Valverde got the goals for Jose Mourinho's side. And Borussia Dortmund won 3-2 at home to Villarreal. Sergio Gerassi scored twice and he also scored an own goal. In the other early game, AEK Athens won 1-0 at home to LASK, who beat Celtic in the playoff round. New Liverpool boss Andoni Iraola is looking forward to experiencing his first Champions League game as a manager. They take on Atletico Madrid in their opening game at Anfield, and Iraola says he hopes he can enjoy it.
It's a big responsibility, massive challenge, but I feel privileged to be there in that dugout. And now my thinking is about, okay, putting the team together in a position where we can play a good game, win the game and start strong this Champions League.
A positive for Liverpool is that striker Alexander Isak scored 2 in his last game against Ipswich. He was also on target against Nottingham Forest in the game before that, and he said he's ready to score his first European goal for Liverpool.
No, I feel good. Obviously, I would prefer if we won all the three games, but we won the last one, and we've got to keep going like that. Got to use the energy from that game and use it to do another good performance.
Alexis McAllister says he's upset he didn't get a new contract during the summer, having been told the club weren't in a position to offer him one. The 2022 World Cup winner with Argentina claims he was jealous of other players who got deals. His contract expires in 2028, and McAllister says he wants to stay at Liverpool beyond that.
Very, very sad, because I always give my best. And of course, for example, I see Dominic and Ryan, their contracts, and that makes me very happy because they deserve it. But at the same time, it makes me a little bit sad that I didn't get mine.
Two players familiar to the Premier League could make their first starts of the season for Atletico Madrid. Argentine pair Cristian Romero and Julian Alvarez are both in Diego Simeone's squad. On Off the Ball Breakfast earlier this week, Spanish football writer and author Richard Fitzpatrick told Endacol why Alvarez might not be able to rebuild his relationship with the Atleti fans.
This one is a huge open sore. Club officials inside the club saying, I can't look at this guy, Julian Alvarez. They've just disgust towards the way he's behaved. He'd been making shapes at Barca in this during the last season. Julian Alvarez has really backed himself into a corner. He was crying at the weekend. I mean, you'd want to be a huge personality to withstand this kind of pressure, but a lot of the players historically that you know force these moves, they're bulgy, aggressive personalities. Julian Alvarez, it strikes you, he doesn't have that personality. He seems like a very melancholic person. The problem for him is there isn't an obvious solution. He's going to get savaged. I would say pound for pound, the ugliest, most aggressive fans in Spain are Frente Atletico, Atletico's ultras. They'll just roast him on a spit for the next 4 or 5 months. All parties need to come together and find some kind of solution for this. But if Simeone made a big push to support him, if Julian Alvarez comes from the other direction and starts kissing the badge and says he made a mistake, wants to stay at Atletico, there might be some kind of solution. But at the moment, it's really, really a sorrowful scene.
Remember to listen to that back in full and any of our football coverage. Become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Elsewhere, last season's beaten finalist Arsenal have had to negotiate some difficult travel arrangements to get to Naples to take on Napoli. Mikel Arteta's squad were affected by the air traffic control systems in the UK yesterday. There'll be Irish interest at the Parc des Princes, where holders PSG face Slovan Bratislava, who are managed by former Manchester City and Barcelona midfielder Yaya Toure. His assistant is former Ireland international defender Darren O'Dea. Many people's favourite for the tournament, Barcelona kick off with a home game against Feyenoord. That's one of the early starts. Last season's quarter-finalists Sporting are at home to Galatasaray, and Norwegian side Viking, who make their debut in the competition, play Stuttgart. Last night in the third round of the Carabao Cup, Sunderland won the All-Premier League clash against Hull by a goal to nil. 2025 winners Newcastle scored late to beat Millwall 1-0. Crystal Palace won 3-0 against Middlesbrough. And Ryan Christie scored a hat-trick in Bournemouth's 4-0 win over Lincoln, while Bradford were 3-1 winners against Leighton Orient. Tonight, Chelsea play Leeds at Stamford Bridge in the third round. Estevao could get an opportunity to make his case for more starts for Chelsea. The Brazilian winger impressed off the bench against Arsenal on Sunday in the Premier League. Estevao's had limited game time this season, but manager Xabi Alonso says he remains in his plans.
I count with Este 100% because his potential, because he's so young, but he's in that process to adapt and to learn quick, and the season is going to be long.
West Ham are top of the Championship after a 3-2 win away to newly promoted Bolton, who gave Gavin Bazunu his first start in goal. The Hammers are level on points with Swansea, who were beaten 3-1 by Southampton. This evening, QPR can go top if they beat Charlton, who could also end the night in first place. West Brom go to Derby, and Norwich are at home to Birmingham. Celtic will look to maintain their perfect start to the Scottish Premiership season. The champions are away to St Johnstone, looking to make it 6 league wins from 6. Rangers and St Mirren both have a chance to move up to second. They meet at Ibrox in tonight's other fixture. And the two Owens were back on the football show last night as the Champions League made its return. Owen Sheehan was joined by Owen Doyle to watch all of the action. And during the show, Doyle told the story of how a striker he used to play with would try and get out of a goal-scoring rut.
But is there something to be said about it in terms of making such a vast change, in terms of feeling better, or like, if you believe that you look better, do you feel better, do you play better? Is that like a complete overcomplication of a very simple story, or is that actually how a striker might think?
Oh, strikers definitely think like that. I think loads of players think like that, but certainly strikers, it's a confidence position, how you feel going into a game, or going into even training in a game. Everything is huge in your mind. The mental nonsense you put yourself through trying to be as good as you possibly can be outrageous.
Uh-huh.
A couple of examples. If I always had two jerseys, right? So you'd have your jersey that you warmed up in, and then if lads come in at half time, because you'd be soaking in sweat, you want a fresh jersey going out for the second half so you don't get cold or whatever, you put on your second jersey and you go out for the second half. I used to, if I was on the bench before I went out for the warm up beside the game, when you hang your clothes up on the hanger in the dressing room, I'd take my jersey out and hang it over my clothes, that when the manager went back in at half time, you'd see Doyle hanging up just in case he was going to put me on, just to, if any little edge I could get in his mind to get me on the pitch. That'd be the type of carry on. I played with a striker who, if he was going through a rut, he would shave every bit of hair off his body by his eyebrows. every last blade of hair in his body, and you'd be like, I need a fresh start at life here.
How hairy a man was this ordinarily?
He'd have to start high, and he'd be there a good while to get it off his body, yeah.
What difference would that make?
Who cares? As long as it made a difference, that's how you'd be thinking, like, you know.
Did it work?
You'd have to ask him. He good striker back in his day, but he's so again, like, just anything, like, superstition can come into it and stuff. It's kind of something you have to kind of work hard at not getting involved in, because it can completely ruin you, like, you know, if you let superstition get into your mind too much. Regarding Haaland though, like, sure, what does he have to change? Like, he's been exceptional since he started playing football, so there's nothing. I wouldn't say he's thought too deeply about, like, I need to kick on now. It's like, you can score more than goals and you're scoring, like, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball each and every weeknight from 7 o'clock on the Go Loud app and on News Talk. That's all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Off The Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province.
Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.